The opera of Madame Butterfly was first performed at the famous La Scala Theater in Milan on February the 17th, 1904. Puccini was at this time at the very zenith of his popularity in Italy, and this opera is now considered one of the finest of his works. Yet the audience at this first performance simply howled with derision. The reason for this attitude has never been made clear, for at subsequent performances after an interval of time, Butterfly became a great favorite. The original story of the tragic fate of Cho-Cho San was conceived and written in novel form by John Luther Law. It was afterwards written and produced in dramatic form by David Belasco. The simple tragic story is the universal theme of man's passion, which to him is a thing apart, and woman's love, which is her life. Cho-Cho San, known as Madame Butterfly, is a little Japanese girl, wooed and won by an American naval officer. She, in her devotion and trust, regards herself, after being married to him in native fashion, as his lawful wife. He, however, considers the whole affair as an incident of his stay in Japan, and after a time leaves her for the United States, telling her he will return when the robins nest again. After 2 years, he returns to Japan, bringing an American wife with him, and finds Butterfly a mother. The heartbroken little Cho-Cho San, learning of her dishonored state, blindfolds her little son and hands him an American flag. She then steps behind the screen, cuts her throat, and emerges to fall dead at the baby's feet as he gleefully waves his little flag. The record starts at a point in the second act when Butterfly assures her maid, Suzuki, that her husband will return to her. Suzuki greatly doubts it, but Cho-Cho-san's faith is still unshaken. He said he would return when the robins nest again. She sings, and we hear the singing of the birds in the orchestra to preface her thoughts. Then, with loving words, she describes how at first she will see the boat at sea. Then it will enter the harbor. Then, after a while, she will see a little speck climbing the hillock, and her lover will approach. He will call to her, "Oh, Butterfly! Oh, Butterfly!" But she will not answer him. No, she will hide behind the screen to tease him. And then suddenly she will jump out into his arms. Thus she happily pictures her loved one's return, so different from what it is to be. This is the most melodic portion of Puccini's score, as well as one of the most truly pathetic scenes in the opera. It is not easy to portray this character of Butterfly, but Madame Destin has always given a most artistic and authoritative rendition. Since her debut in Berlin in 1898, she has sung the leading operatic roles for dramatic sopranos of nearly all the standard grand operas and in all the principal musical centers of Europe and America. Her most notable characterizations, however, are those of Santuzza in Cavalleria Rusticana, and Madame Butterfly, the Girl of the Golden West, and the three Puccini operas of the same name. Madame Destin, during the season of 1913 and 14, was heard at the Metropolitan Opera House, New York City.